the cellar.
What for?
I don't know. We never go down in the cellar anymore.
We never did go down in the cellar that I remember. And I'm sure I'll rest easy the balance of my life if we never do go down in the cellar, dear.
Well, supposing that I said it meant a whole lot to me.
What's come over you? There's absolutely nothing to do down there.
Well, we could pick up pieces of coal. Yeah, we could get up some sort of a game, picking up pieces of coal.
I don't want to. Anyway, I'm reading.
Oh, look, you can read your book down there as far as that goes.
There isn't a good enough light down there. Now, look, you may as well make up your mind to this. I'm not going down in the cellar.
Oh, gee whiz. Other people's wives been on in the cellar with us. Why is it you never want to do anything I want to? Well, I come home from the office all worn out, and you won't even go down in the cellar with me. Well, God knows, it isn't very far. It isn't as if I was asking you to go to the movies or someplace.
I don't want to go!
Oh, all right. Oh, Carol. Tell you the truth, then. I want to bury you in the cellar so I can marry my stenographer. Well, is there anything especially wrong with that? People do it every day. Love is just something you can't control.
Don't you suppose you get caught, you crazy thing? They always get caught. Now, dear, why don't you go to bed? You're getting yourself all fixed up overnight.
I'm not going to go to bed. I'm going to bury you in the cellar, and I've made up my mind to it. I just don't see how I could make it any plainer.
Listen, will you leave me alone if I go down in the cellar? You'd be satisfied if I go down in the cellar? Will I get a little peace and quiet if I go down there? Will you shut up if I go down in the cellar?
Yes, but you'll spoil it by taking that attitude.
All right, you lead the way.
Help the way these things fall. Well, I didn't know I was gonna fall in love with this girl till late fall.
Oh, I can never find that light. What have you got there?
It's a shovel. I was gonna hit you over the head with it.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
Well, get that out of your mind. You want the first cop that comes snooping around a great big fat piece of evidence like that lying here right in the middle of everything. Well, go on the street and find a piece of iron or something.
Like what, for instance? Well, it's just like you'd always think there's a piece of iron lying around in the street.
Well, let's see. This would do very nicely. Yes. It's what they call a heavy, a blunt instrument.
Hey. Where'd you get that? We don't have a monkey wrench like that in this house.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, dear. The plumber left it here last week when he fixed the sink and well.
But didn't he know he left it here? I mean, didn't you tell him?
Oh, he called up about it, but of course I told him he had left it here. And then I brought it down in the cellar.
Where'd you get that glove?
Oh, but my ex didn't mind if he stuck it in my bodice. You know how those things are.
Are you going to give it to me?
Oh!
Yes, that's why you're so willing to come down. Hey, who's been digging in that hole?